Hey, New Life Church. So glad to see you tuning back in with us again this weekend. Hey, last week was Easter. What a great time we had celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. Thank you to each and every single one of you that brought Jesus a gift for Easter. Our one-day offering, partnered with our missions partner, Convoy of Hope, has been a great success. Thank you for your generosity to giving to the least of those and helping feed kids all around the world. It's still not too late if you have not been able to participate in the Convoy Easter one-day offering. It's not too late. You can jump online and just make sure you select the category Easter one-day offering, and we will be sending all of those funds to Convoy of Hope for that. So thank you for giving in our Easter offering this year and giving Jesus a great gift. Well, we are kicking off a brand new series of teachings. It will go for 6 weeks. There's going to be six parts with a little intermission in the middle. This series is called So What? So What? You know, like I mentioned, last weekend we just celebrated Easter. We celebrated the resurrection of Jesus. And maybe somebody that's watching today, you were at one of our services or watching online, and maybe you made a decision to follow Jesus for the first time. And man, we are so proud of you, and we are rooting for you in your journey. And or maybe you're somebody that you've been following Jesus for a really long time. Or maybe you're somebody that after Easter weekend, you're still like, hey, I just need a little bit more before I go all in for this faith. So whoever you are, whatever side of that scale you fall into, this teaching series, it is for you. Now I plan that this series is probably going to feel a lot more like a conversation, very maybe scholarly, or I'm going to really step into the role as teacher and not as much as preacher, right? But we are going to examine some evidences for the faith. So no matter where you are in the terms of your faith, this is for you. And because here's what I know to be true, is that whatever you believe, what you believe will determine where you go in life. So again, it doesn't matter if maybe you just put your faith in Jesus last Sunday for the first time. Or maybe you're saying, Devin, I need a little bit more before I go all in. Or maybe you've been serving Jesus for many, many years. Whatever you believe will determine where you go. So that's why this conversation about really unearthing what you believe and why you believe it and discovering truth is so, so important. It's so important. Because here's what I know. It is very important, especially here and now in the day that we live in, because there is an ever-growing diversity of philosophy, acceptance, tolerance, intolerance, censorship, and greater division in our culture today than I've ever known. So in a world that really is full of lies, deceptions, and personal agendas, there is a people group all over the world. There are people that can be grouped together, and they are hungry to know what the truth is. People aren't trusting the sources of information that they hear from. People are not trusting influencers in our society. There is a breakdown of trust of information, and people are hungry to they just want to know what truth is. And they're even looking at the church and they're saying, I don't know if it's true. And so I want to help you get to the bottom of what is true so that you can discover truth. So how do we get there? Well, I really hope that you will make a commitment to stick through this series with us over the next several weeks. Stick through it, because we are going to be really trying to answer some of these most commonly asked questions when it comes to faith and when it comes to discovering truth. So I hope that you would stick with us. You know, Jesus told a parable about a man who found a hidden treasure. When he found the hidden treasure, he covered it back up. He went back home. He sold absolutely everything he had. He sold it all so he could go buy the field where he found the treasure. And what I want you to know today is that Jesus is that treasure. He is. He is the treasure that is worth seeking for, and he's worth going all in for. And so, again, examining these things, it is all about drawing closer to God. And if you're a Christian, or this will draw you closer in your relationship with God. But if you don't consider yourself to be a follower of Jesus, I only ask one thing of you. I ask you to be open-minded. I ask you to be open-minded. But for everybody that's going to be following us through this series, the things we'll discuss will help you think about your beliefs and will help get you and take you closer and take a closer look, at how you can arrive or how you've arrived at the things that you believe in. So because what you believe determines where you go, that's why this conversation is so, so important. And again, this is not just about examining facts or answering questions, but it's about entering into a relationship with the creator of the entire universe. Okay, this is not just about facts and scholarship. It is about finding a pathway to have a relationship with God. And through that relationship with God being found, then you can find hope and you can discover purpose for your life. So that is why this is very important. Here's what Socrates says. Socrates says that the unexamined life is not worth living. So again, whether you have been following Christ for many years, whether you just recently made a decision to follow him, or you're saying, Devin, I need more before I go all in. It doesn't matter where you are. The unexamined life is not worth living. So we are going to take a time and to really examine some of these things. So this series, it is so what? So what about these things? Well, we wanted to discover those things. So a common question that gets asked very regularly, I've heard many times over the years that I follow Jesus, is, so what about other religions? So what about other religions? Because there's many religions in this world, but Christianity claims that they are the only way. That Christianity, that Jesus is the only way, that their way is the right way. Well, how do we know? Well, there are other religions in the world today. Christianity, on a global spectrum, categorically, Christians are about 32% of practicing people of religion, 32% are Christians. And then the next kind of category is Muslims. And Muslims are about 24% of people. So 32% Christian, 24% Muslims, and then 15% Hindus, and then about 7% Buddhist. So there's a variety of many other religions in the world today, right? So there's all of these religions. So how does one even begin a journey to sift through all of the religions of the world in order to find out what is true? Now, there is this rhetoric that says all pathways lead to God, but if you really, really want to find the truth, is that truth or not, well, then you have to take this journey. So how do you sift through all of this information and all of these different religions? I think a thoughtful person ought to start that journey with Christianity. I think a thoughtful person will start that journey with Christianity alone. And the reason, and I'm going to give you four reasons why I believe one should start that journey with Christianity. The first is this, is that Christianity, it is testable. You can test it. There is evidence for it, and there's evidence against it. So Christianity, it is testable. 1 Corinthians 15:14 actually says, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is our faith." So if the resurrection isn't true, if on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, if Jesus never rose from the dead, Paul is saying, then you know what? You might as well just get off of the live feed, come out of the chat, and go on with your Sunday. Go on with your week. Just go ahead and check on out if the resurrection isn't true. But Paul was so convinced that that is why he could make a statement like this. So, in other words, that this really matters. Because if the resurrection isn't true, then none of this matters. So the resurrection and evidence for it, it really, really, it really matters. The evidence matters. So you can test it. You know, not all religions can say that you can test their religion, but you can test Christianity, which is why I think it's one of the reasons why you should start a journey to examine what you believe and start with Christianity. So the first thing was that Christianity is testable. The second thing is that with Christianity, salvation is free. Salvation is free. Christianity is the only religion where salvation costs you nothing. It is free. This is unique to Christianity. All other religions, salvation is not free. One must work for it, or one must take steps in order to arrive at salvation, or even give some kind of payment of some kind for salvation. This is what makes Christianity so unique. So this is why, if you're trying to figure out truth, if you're trying to figure out what you believe, why you believe it, I think you should start with Christianity. It's testable, and with Christianity, salvation is free. Ephesians 2:8, this is what it says. It says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God." A gift from God. Christianity is the only religion where God made provisions for man. Man doesn't have to make provisions for God to accept them. God accepted broken humanity just as they were, and then he made the provision to bring them into relationship with them. I've heard it also explained this way. All of the religions of the world, people are trying to set the table for their God. They're getting everything right, following all of the steps in order to please God. But Christianity is the only religion where God actually sets the table for us to come and to commune with him. So this is the part of the uniqueness of Christianity. So why not start your journey exploring Christianity? The third reason why I believe you should start with Christianity is that it has a worldview that fits. It has a worldview that fits. Christianity paints a picture of the world in a way that matches the way the world actually works. So like the Bible, the scriptures, the story of redemption, the story of creation, all of it, it's not a fairy tale. It's not a comic book that goes beyond the realities of our world. But Christianity has a worldview that actually fits the reality of the world we live in. You see, other religions take things like pain and suffering and sorrow, and they push it aside and say it's actually not real. But Christianity actually deals with pain, suffering, it deals with evil. Where other religions, like I said, they say it's just an illusion, it's not real. Christianity deals with it because we know that evil, pain, and suffering, we know that it's real. And the Bible says this in Revelation, it says he will wipe away every tear, that God will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. So God has actually helped deal with evil, pain, and suffering. It's real. So Christianity has a worldview that fits. Sometimes when people ask me if I'm a Christian, I actually say, I might ask them, well, what do you mean by Christian? Because it means a lot of things to other people. I prefer to say I'm a Christ, but it doesn't really matter. It's just words. But sometimes people say, are you a Christian? Sometimes I'll tell them, sure. If that's what you want to call this, then sure. For the sake of this conversation, yeah, I'm a Christian, right? But then I tell them, the reality is, I just didn't choose Christianity because I said, I don't want to be a Hindu, I don't want to be a Muslim, I don't want to be a Buddhist. I didn't say, because I looked at all of them and I said, I'll choose Christianity like I chose a car. Or I choose Christianity like I chose a house. I actually tell people, I didn't just choose it. I'm not just a Christian because I chose it. I tell people that I became aware of reality, and I choose to live in reality. I choose to live in the truth. And so Christianity has a worldview that fits our reality. And so when I became a follower of Christ, and as I followed him all the years of my life, what I believe is I'm just not following a system. I stepped into reality when I discovered truth. So starting with Christianity, here's the fourth thing. Again, the first thing, start with Christianity because Christianity, it is testable. Second, salvation is free. Third, we have a worldview that fits. Fourth is that Jesus is a central figure in Christianity. This is actually a really, really big piece about why you should start this journey with Christianity, because Jesus is planted in the center of our faith. And the reason why that is so important is because Jesus is actually a very significant figure in all religions of the world. For instance, Jesus, he is the universal religious figure of the world, because many Buddhists believe that Jesus is the incarnation of Buddha himself. And then many Hindus believe that Jesus is the incarnation or the avatar of Ishu, a holy man. And Muslims believe that Jesus is a figure that is greater than Muhammad himself. Did you hear me? Muslims believe that Jesus is a greater figure than Muhammad himself. Muslims believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. Muslims believe that Jesus performed the miraculous. And they believe that Jesus will stand with Allah at the scales of justice at the end of time. Jesus is a significant figure in Islam. Jesus is actually the most mentioned person in the Quran. Isn't that interesting? That Jesus has a significant role in religion around the entire world. So because of that, Christianity is the one that plants Jesus right in the center of our faith. And we actually say that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, no other religion is willing to claim that he is the Son of God, but they cannot deny the evidence of the importance of Jesus. So if you start with Christianity, and you can see that all the evidence points to that, yes, Jesus is the Son of God. He is who he said he is. The miracles help substantiate that. Well, then we can easily begin to pick off other thoughts, other religions, and come to a meaningful conclusion. So there you have it. Start with Christianity because it's testable, salvation is free, as a worldview that fits, and because Jesus is the central figure for our belief. Now, there are some barriers to people believing. And although there's many, many barriers as to why maybe one would not believe, I'm going to give you three. So let's go to barriers of belief. Number one, it is thinking it's a matter of blind faith without evidence. So some have this notion about people that follow Jesus and the Christian faith, and they seem to think that we are people that are following this religion just blindly, that we've not considered other facts. So this is a barrier to what prevents people from believing, because they say, I will not just follow something blindly. I want it to be substantiated by some facts. But Jesus, in fact, did not, when Jesus came, he did not expect people to just follow him blindly. That's not his expectation, to blindly put their faith in him without any kind of evidence. He actually publicly performed miracles, and he fulfilled age-old prophecies, giving him the credibility that that we could then intelligently place our faith in him. So it's one, so it's both. It's being we have evidence then, so that we can put our faith in Jesus. So let's look at John chapter 20. Look at what it says. John 20, verse 30. It says that Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. And then again, at the end of the book of John, he says that Jesus, he performed so many signs and wonders that there couldn't be enough books written for it to be filled. They didn't have enough servers to fit all that data, right? So Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which were not recorded in John's gospel. This is what he says, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. So the miraculous, the signs, wonders, and miracles, fulfillment of prophecy, they all provide us an evidence to be able to place our faith in Jesus. So Jesus didn't expect people to just follow him blindly. No, he performed the miraculous. And he's still doing the miraculous today. Signs, wonders, miracles, prophecies fulfilled. And we have his Holy Scripture that documents his life and speaks life, and it's inspired, and it gives us great evidence to put our faith in him. The second barrier to belief is thinking that truth cannot be known. There is a rhetoric today that says that truth lies within yourself, and that what may be true for you isn't true for me, or what's true for me may not be true for you. And I've even had conversations with people that they believe that truth is relative. It's whatever's true for you isn't true for me. It's relative, that we cannot know truth. And when people make the claim, you can't know truth, you know what I say? How do you know that's true? If you can't know truth, then how do you know that knowing truth is true if you can't know truth? Are you following me here? Okay. But I'm here to tell you that there is a truth. You can absolutely know truth. So this is a barrier, thinking that truth can't be known in any way. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be open. So don't settle for the rhetoric that there is no truth or truth can't be found. I want to challenge you. Don't settle for that. Or that truth can be found within yourself. I want you to take the challenge to seek and to find. Just like the man who found a treasure buried in the field, he sold it all to go have it. I want to challenge you to seek and to find and to really examine your life and what you believe. The third reason, the third barrier to belief is that being too busy. Being too busy. Busyness, I think, is an enemy of the soul. That if to be too busy, to be worried about monumental, fundamental, important things in our life is just not a good enough excuse. We always make time for the things that are really important. And so I want to challenge you again that if you are new to your faith, if you are needing more before you go all in for Jesus, or you've been following Jesus for a long time, make the commitment right now, make the commitment to go all in for at least to seek and to carve out time. And I hope that you would stick with us through this series and follow this as we begin to ask and explore more and more questions. But again, this series is not about finding answers, but it's about entering into a relationship with God. Because if Jesus is right, then the longing in the human heart can only be fulfilled through a relationship with Him. That's why this is so important. That's why we are going to take this journey. Because I want to remind you that our decisions determine our life's destination. And so throughout this series, you may have some decisions to make about the evidence that's presented to you. You might have some decisions that you have to make. And so because our decisions determine our life's direction, I want you to ask yourself, what direction are you going? What direction are you going? So I hope that you would stick with us as we examine this faith, this thing. So what about other religions? So what? Well, if you really want to explore that, you'll stick with us. And we're going to start with Christianity. We're going to start by exploring the faith of the followers of Jesus. And from there, we should be able to then make other conclusions about other religions in the world. Let me pray for you. God, I pray for those that are tuning in today. God, I pray that you would stir in their hearts, God, a hunger, a thirst, an interest. I pray for everyone that has made a new commitment to follow you. God, that they would love you and serve you and surround them with people that will hold them up. And for those that just need a little bit more, God, I pray that you will provide that for them. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, New Life Church, thank you so much for joining us today. If this is your first time joining us and you'd like to learn a little bit more about New Life Church, you can text the word CONNECT to the number 765-347-9127. If you're a regular New Lifer and you'd like to continue your worship through giving, there are three different ways you can give. You can give on our website, newlifeforkokomo.org. You can mail your giving to the church. The address is 1803 East Vale Avenue, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. Or you can text New Life for Kokomo to the number 77977. Again, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to see you guys next time.